views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about parenting for adolescents and other difficult situations. This is part three of a three-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Today, we're going to tell you a story. Most of you know the story, but, well, we heard it as kids. So, by the way, this is Jason's favorite fairy tale, and it's by Hans Christian Andersen. Once upon a time, there were two weavers who promised an emperor a new suit of clothes. These two weavers said that these new clothes would be invisible to those who are unfit for their positions, or they could be stupid, or they were incompetent. While in reality, the two weavers never made the clothes at all, making everyone believe the clothes are invisible to them because they were stupid or weren't worthy. When the emperor parades before his subjects in his new, quote, clothes, no one dares to say that they do not see any suit of clothes on him at all for fear that they will be seen as stupid. Finally, a child cries out, "But he isn't wearing any clothes at all." So, what does this story have to do with parenting teenagers, Jason?
Your teenager is going to yell at you and say, "You're not wearing any clothes." Teenagers have a natural detector for hypocrisy, BS, programming, and naked emperors. So if you're trying to put forth the idea that you have to program yourself just like me, if you're trying to tell your teenager, "Oh, just be just like me," there's going to be three possibilities. They will rebel, which is the most likely. They'll rebel, they won't do what you say, they'll do the opposite of what you tell them. They'll tune you out, which is common.
With and without attitude.
And if you haven't already broken their spirit, they might go along from a broken place. In other words, they might be obedient, but it's not necessarily from a good place. It's probably from a broken place.
Okay.
You know, teenagers are trained to be programmed by their parents, who are trained to be programmed by their parents. You know, as parents, we train our kids to be programmed. These are the rules.
Well, wait a minute. They're not only the rules, but that's exactly what our parents had happen to them as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, you sit up straight. You go to school on time. You do your homework. You comb your hair. Those are all programming.
Oh, and don't forget the best one. Brush your teeth and make sure you have on a clean pair of underwear.
Yeah, I think the underwear thing is the best myself. But, you know, the truth is that all these things are programming. And, you know, when your child becomes an adolescent, they're going to know all the stuff that you tell them to do, but you don't do yourself. Mm. They're going to know that you're broken. And even though they may not be able to articulate it like a therapist might, they will be able to kind of needle you, call you out, and actually enjoy doing it.
Well,
because it feels like hypocrisy to them, and it probably is.
Right. And like you said, they might not be able to articulate it, but the truth is they know something's not right.
And when that happens, when they're calling you out because of programming, mm-hmm. it's you versus them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That never works. That won't ever work. Here's what we're suggesting. You know, when you work with the energy to uncover who they are authentically, all of a sudden you're on the same side. You know, they, it will create a bond. If you start saying, let's figure out who you are and help you be that in the world, they will love you for it. It'll feel delicious to them. It'll feel wonderful to them. They want that.
Well, whether they realize it or not. But the bottom line, Jason, am I correct? Let's kind of pull this part together. You're talking about if you use the ecosystem approach for you, and you use and help your children with the ecosystem approach, meaning clearing away all the negative energies and tearing apart the BS that is between you and your child, that kind of thing, you will not believe what can happen. And I'm talking about it becomes so positive, you won't believe it.
We don't understand that parents always have to do it first. And the process, and this is what we've learned after 20 years of doing this process, is that as we do this process, as you do it for yourself, mm-hmm. you understand, you start to see how you've diluted or in a way created illusions, almost a form of hypocrisy for yourself.
Right.
Where you believe one thing, you believe you should do one thing, that comes from programming.
Right.
But you see that the authentic you wants to do something else.
Well,
and that gap, as you start to see that, you see it deeper and deeper over and over again. Then all of a sudden, you're not so. And I don't want to say it. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Arrogant when it comes to parenting your child,
or rigid.
Rigid.
Absolutes.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm the boss here. You have to follow, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, that doesn't work. And
right.
They're going to rebel. But if you're actively trying to help them uncover and show them some of the lessons that you've learned already because you started first, oh my gosh, it's such a different dynamic. It creates such a different dynamic. And in the beginning, as we always say, human beings are ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed.
Right.
And that human potential becomes infinite. You don't have to be a snowplow parent, a helicopter parent to uncover the infinite potential in your child.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is start working with the energy, start helping them clear. Now, of course, it's always best to do that before adolescence. You know, we're going to talk to you about what to do, If you're already a parent of a teenager, you're trying to wonder what to do. We'll talk about that. But when you see your own stuff first, you can go to them with a form of credibility.
Well, okay, but I understand one of the things that I see, and I want to make sure this is really, really clear. You need to, you know, be uncovering your stuff as well, and you can do this alongside helping your child. But I want to make sure everyone understands not to put the child in the parent's position when the parent themselves is uncovering their stuff.
In other words, don't make the child parent you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so, you know, I'm, you know, sometimes when you do the ecosystem pro, you've got stuff that comes up and you're dealing with it. Don't put it on them. You have to continue to clear it for yourself.
I was going
to
say the answer is clear it.
Yes.
The answer is clear it.
You know, there's some common terms that are really hidden programming, and these are the worst, okay? Instilling values. That sounds so good, but it could be really harsh programming. Making them tough. Teaching them to be a man. Oh, we've heard that a lot. You know,
right.
critically controlling their behaviors. You know, a father is more likely to teach his son to be a man, you know, by, you know, basically don't express your emotions, just do what I tell you.
Men don't cry.
Yes. And what a woman will do is control their daughter's behavior in a critical way. You know, you're wearing that dress? Oh,
yes.
Why'd you do that to your hair? Oh, that eyeshadow looks awful. Stuff like that, you know, critically, you know, you're going out with who? You know, that's, they think that they're parenting, but that's really programming, you know, and other things that are programming is like training, educating. Those all could be euphemisms for programming.
Okay.
Now, the way out of that, obviously, there are some things, you know, you want to instill values with your child. You want to help them know what's right and wrong. But if you uncover them, first of all, they'll model you anyways. And second of all, when you're uncovering them, they'll be more receptive to what you, your opinions about, you know, this is the way you should live. This is the way you should act. This is what's important in the world. They'll be open to that because you're on their side.
You know, there's another point we didn't bring up, and I just want to say that when you clear with your child and your teenager, what happens is this becomes quality time spent together. It's phenomenal. That in itself is phenomenal.
And you don't have to do clearing. You don't have to sit down and say, we're going to clear now. You could go for a walk and do clearing while
exactly.
you're walking and
exactly.
talking. You know?
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't have to be really formal.
There's no formal rules on this
yes.
one. With the exception of don't clear, close your eyes, and drive. One of those. Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Teenagers have the ability to detect their parents' hypocrisy and delusions.
Mm-hmm.
Parents who've been working on their own issues prior to adolescence can be more credible.
Mm-hmm.
Working with energy and helping a teenager uncover who they are has real value to them as opposed to programming them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach is the authentic way to raise your teenager effectively to realize their potential.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about difficult parenting situations and common misconceptions about them. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about parenting. And now, in this segment, we're going to talk about difficult parenting situations and common misconceptions about them. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So we've all heard that you should talk to your child about drugs and other difficult situations they may find themselves in. Is this true, Jason?
Well, here's what we know, and this is pretty clear. We all know that teenagers instinctively rebel in adolescence, mm-hmm. and they don't want to hear from their parents. Talking about difficult things like drugs, sex, is really of little help. Can you imagine the eye rolls you would get? You know, or maybe you could remember the eye rolls you've already gotten. You know, and they didn't really want to sit there and listen to it. And frankly, I'm not sure I agree with the advice, anyways, because it's a form of programming. We're saying to them about drugs and sex, this is what you should do. Okay. And what your child is choosing is who am I going to let program me? Is it my parents or my friends? And guess who is going to win that one? So
in other words, guess who they're talking to more?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, for teenagers who don't rebel, they probably should. You know, I was always a good kid.
And I wasn't.
No, Patricia wasn't. No, that's a whole story. Yeah. That's a whole show.
and I actually have a story, but go ahead. You weren't you were a good kid. I wasn't.
I was a good kid, but it was because of fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at my Enneagram type, it was fear. I didn't dare rebel or break the rules because I didn't know how. I didn't have the confidence to do it. And probably if I was more evolved, I probably would have tested them a little bit more than I did. You know, so it wasn't, my point is that it wasn't really a benefit. It wasn't because of good parenting. It was just because of who I was personally.
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump in here and say, and I was the exact opposite. I was, of course, what they call the black sheep in the family. I lived like 20 miles from Haight-Ashbury, you know, in the 60s. And so, of course, I was the one who was out there doing the things I should not have been doing. And I remember the eye rolls, as Jason said earlier, you know, my parents would say, as they have a martini in their hand, oh, yes, those drugs, they're so bad. Can you get me another, can you hand me that pitcher of martinis over there? That kind of thing. And the bottom line is that talk about, you know, do as I say, not as I do. I mean, it was huge.
If you ever go to Haight-Ashbury, you know, go to the walls and say, and ask one of the walls, have you heard about Patricia? You know, you know that expression, if walls could talk.
Yeah. Don't be surprised.
So, but here's the thing, you know, what you should do is clear with them or even do the clearing for them.
Okay, wait a minute. So in a way, I'm going to say, are you kidding me? You mean you think your teenager is going to stand, so to speak, for you clearing them?
Well, obviously, you can always do it without their knowledge. And okay. we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
You know, the optimal way is to start before adolescence. Mm-hmm. But if that ship sailed, and there's still a number of ways, you know, as a parent, you can always clear your child on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, you're programming them. If you could see how much time and effort you've spent already in programming your child, it's a drop in the bucket compared to just setting aside, you know, 10, 15 minutes, half hour a day, and clearing yourself and your child. Mm-hmm. It would do wonders.
It's amazing.
Whether they know it or not.
And we're going to talk about that, how to do that. You know, but we need to remember, you have to start with yourself first. No matter what you're doing, no matter what's going on in your life, you have to start with you, because you need to be, what is the word I'm looking for? You need to be the one that understands how to do this, how to stand in your power so you can help your child with their power.
The issues that come up,
yes.
you know, seeing yourself more clearly and how that feels and what that's like,
yes.
you know, that's what happens with clearing. Now, we've had people come to us who want us to clear their kids.
But not them.
In a programming way. Well, yeah. So there's two issues there. Yeah.
Right.
One is they want their kid to do a specific thing, so they want us to clear them so they'll do that specific thing, and that's kind of on the edge of programming. You know, we're trying to uncover your kid to see who they are, so they can see it for themselves,
right?
You know, and that brings out their best potential, but it takes a while,
right? Right.
You know, the other thing is that when parents say, "Well, you clear my kid," I'm not going to do clearing. I'm just going to have them be cleared,
right?
You know, it doesn't work, because then you can't help them. Then you're out of the loop.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like taking your car to the garage. You fix it. You know, they're not a machine.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, you know, Jason, difficult parenting situations come from programming. And the trauma from that 80% of negative energy.
Yeah, we didn't explain that.
Okay, please do.
So, you know, if you're programming your child, you know, you should go to school, you should become a doctor, you should become a lawyer, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, we don't program our children to be bums on the street.
You know, you want them to go to a specific college or high right. school or preschool, whatever it is. But there's another part of programming, which is that part that they come in with. And some of that is, a lot of that is that 80% that we talked about in our two shows about discovery, that 80% negative energy that people come in with mm-hmm. is always has trauma attached to it. Mm-hmm. And as we uncover that trauma that they've had since birth, they will deal with that. So a lot of the really horrific childhood things that we're afraid of, like teen suicide, depression, things that are life-threatening for our child, often that comes from this negative trauma.
Well, wait a minute. How does one know what the negative trauma is for their child, Jason?
Well, the first thing is you can just start clearing. Mm-hmm. And as you uncover it for yourself, it's much easier to see.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say, clearing what? I know their parents out there are asking, clearing what? How do I know what to clear for my child?
You can start with negative emotions.
Right.
Fear, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, unworthiness.
Anger at me as a parent.
Yes.
Anger at everything.
Barriers to communication.
Right.
We'll do that in the fourth segment. We'll do some clearing. You can follow along. It'll be really helpful.
Good.
But, you know, this is why we created the ecosystem approach. We're not going to describe the whole ecosystem approach in this segment, but we're trying to get you to understand that children need to be, especially teenagers, if they're being uncovered, they do that questioning in adolescence anyways. Who am I? Where am I going? What's important to me? You know, where do I fit? You get that by clearing the negative energy.
Right.
So you start to have that knowing, because the part of us that knows who we are, how we fit, what we're supposed to do, is our essence.
Mm.
Programming blocks our essence and clearing uncovers it.
Okay.
So, you know, here's the other thing that is, you know, it sort of really bugs me. Experts often advocate other programming to overcome negative programming. For example, you know, don't do drugs. That's programming. You know, you're trying to, you know, their kids, their friends are telling them to, oh, you have to take these drugs. It'll be fantastic, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, well, don't do drugs. That's just more programming. It's programming against programming. Doesn't really work. It doesn't get to the root problem.
Okay.
The fix is uncovering the authentic self, not more programming. Mm-hmm. Educating without clearing is programming. Now, if you clear a child and then you start talking about things that are important, like drugs or sex or, you know,
rock and roll,
pregnancy, that sort of thing.
Right.
That's your issue, dear. Rock and roll. But you know, it's programming. But if you do it with a clearing, then they'll be receptive to all the things that you want to tell them. You know, I want to talk about. I promise this is a really important issue: the addiction, drugs, alcohol, suicide, mm-hmm. radicalization. We hear about school shooters. You know, the worst thing. You know, parents. Have a school shooter and say, I had no idea. Well, sex, sexual orientation, those are all things that you can't program that out of them. But if you start uncovering them, these traumas that bring about addiction, drugs, alcohol, suicide, radicalization, sex, sexual orientation problems, you know, that's what happened. You know, the parents that struggle with sexual orientation of your child, it's because you want to program them to be a certain way. And if that doesn't ring true to them, they rebel even stronger. And if they don't rebel, they commit suicide. They, you know, we know about all these things. The way to do it is uncover them so they have the best chance to being who they are authentically in the world.
Exactly. It's a form of freedom.
You know, April 20th was the anniversary of the Columbine shooting in Littleton, Colorado, when 13 people were killed. And that was one of the first. And, you know, the kids who did it, were bullied, and they were bullied, and they were angry. I guarantee you, they had trauma that they came in with as part of their 80%. But they were also being bullied by other people in the school. Clearing would help all of that. They would help the bullies. You know, you're not a bully if you uncover who you are authentically. You don't need to bully anybody else.
Well, and the truth is, it's about the energy, and
yes.
We know how. We have a process that will help you remove the negative energy.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, and if you're clearing yourself, then, and there's something going wrong with your kid, your intuition is activated and you'll know because you'll read the energy.
Exactly.
Here's another thing that we hear all the time and it bugs me. The experts say, or these are the indicators that you're going to have a problem with your teenager, you know, or your teenager's having a problem that they might be, you know, with depression or suicide or maybe be a school shooter. You know, looking for indicators of behavior is really primitive. That doesn't work. For us, we suggest is you look at the energy. And the only way you look at the energy is developing your own intuition through the ecosystem approach.
Okay,
Jason. But it's a great way of getting it.
What are the key points of this segment?
Talking and educating a teenager without clearing is of little value.
Okay.
Clearing and working with the energy of your teenager is always helpful in difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
Applying the ecosystem approach develops the parent's intuition and is the best way to know potential problems and troubles. And the problems in adolescence come from programming. The answer is uncovering the essence with clearing, not more programming.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how implementing the ecosystem approach with your teenager works. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're going to talk about implementing the ecosystem approach with your teenager. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Well, Jason, I'm thinking that most parents who are listening are probably pretty hopeless right now. You know, can you give us some real suggestions to help them?
I know it sounds like a lot. And in our programming world, we don't want to do one more thing. It's like we're tapped out already. We're maxed out. And for the most part, that's pretty true. But here's the first thing. First of all, a little bit of clearing with your child goes a long way, especially if you've never done it. Mm-hmm. You know, a teenager, they get caught up in the anger and the frustration and the self-judgment.
And the hate.
And the hate of themselves. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit of relief is amazing. It really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Then, of course, if you start when you start in childhood, it makes such a... It's so much better because obviously then it becomes habit. You know, they have a way then. If you start, you know, here's the vision that I have, that if you have kids, you know, when they're first born or even before they're verbal, and you start clearing with them, and to them it'll just be like breathing. Yeah. You know, and when they get to adolescence, they'll just say, oh, yeah, I'm struggling. You know, that guy's bullying me. I'm going to clear, you know, feeling afraid. I'm going to clear the barriers to my courage. I'm going to clear all those things.
Being his victim.
They'll do it naturally, yeah. You know, and they'll whiz through adolescence in ways that are uncommon compared to everybody else around them. But here's the other thing. You always have to start with yourself. So if you're just listening to this, you have a teenager, you have a problem, and you're saying, okay, what do I start with? Well, you start with yourself. You know, it doesn't, you know, that sounds trite because like my house is on fire and you want me to learn about fire prevention. You know, it doesn't ring true. And the truth is, you can start with yourself and you start on your child and you can start doing it right now.
Yes, you
start
can.
Doing you in can. This show. We're going to teach you mm-hmm. how to do that mm-hmm. in the next segment.
What?
So, but, you know, the clearing is what puts out the fire.
Yes.
But after it's over, you still have to, you know, read up about fire prevention. And I'm using a stupid metaphor, but I thought it was.
Well, and so I'm going to stop a stupid metaphor and I'm going to say, actually it's a really good one, but you know, Jason and I didn't start clearing our children as infants or, you know, up to teenagers. They were adults when we started, but I have to tell you something. The bottom line is that our children, almost every day, we call them, they call us, that kind of thing. We have great communication with our kids and they're not kids, with our young adults. And the bottom line is that I can't remember a time that I haven't said to either one of them, well, so let's clear that, or let's, you know, you want to do some clearing, or you realize that's energy. We could clear that. And they both go, oh, yeah, okay. So can you help me with that?
It's real solutions.
It's real communication.
As opposed to platitudes. If you parent yes. with platitudes, yes. oh, everything's going to be okay, sweetie, yes. Blah, blah, yes. blah. You know, shoot me in the head. It's not, you know, that doesn't help. That's not credible. Everything's going to be okay. Well, they know that's not true. But let's clear for it. Let's see what we can do to make it better.
Exactly. So, Jason, explain about clearing the energy of your child. Are you going to do that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Many parents are frustrated because they can't really make them do anything, you know. And I've heard about a parent. I heard the story a long time ago about a parent handcuffing his daughter to the bed. So because she kept sneaking out at night. So he handcuffed her to the bed, and then she called the Child Protective Service or something. Anyways, it, you know, that's all programming and it doesn't work. And, you know, I know it's the instinct for a parent to handcuff their child to a bed, but it really doesn't work. So, you know,
It just creates anger, blocks to communication, and a form of I know better than you.
But at least clearing for your child is yes. helpful.
Yes. Yes.
It's possible and it's easy. And you can do it without their knowing. You can do it. You could, if you're listening right now, you can make the choice to clear for yourself and for mm-hmm. your child mm-hmm. in this moment. Don't use clearing to control your child. Don't use clearing to impose something. You know, if you think they have some gender confusion and you're trying to clear them to be straight as opposed to gay, that's not going to work. But if you clear to help them see who they are authentically, with no preconceived notion, and clear the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and those negative emotions that come up, that's not controlling. That's allowing to uncover who they are.
Exactly.
It makes a huge, huge difference. And then here's the shortcut.
Okay.
So by knowing your child's Enneagram type, your adolescent's Enneagram type, it gives you a sense of the trauma. And, you know, we teach this with the ecosystem approach, and as everything, the ecosystem approach takes time to balance.
Okay.
If a person is in the ecosystem and it doesn't just happen, it's not like you can program someone to stop acting in a bad way. And programming like that, you know, that's what we try and do, but it never works anyways.
Well, and I want to bring up this point. No matter who you are, when we remove negative energies, when we remove the negative energies of situations, what happens is this: it gains the situation, the person gains clarity about what's in their best interest and how to work a situation. But without the clearing, everyone think about the logic of this. They have to go, whoever you are as a parent will say, you have to go through all of that negative energy to see what's in the best interest of the situation. And more often than not, without the clearing, you don't see it at all, meaning what's in the best interest, or you see it when it's way too late.
You know, the last thing is that trying to be the authority just doesn't work. Don't do it.
Not with a teenager.
Teenager sees right through it. If you just yes. say, I know better than you, you know, first of all, you know, I got to tell you, it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And key points?
Oh, Jason, what are the key points of this segment? I was just listening to what he had to say.
Clearing goes a long way for children and teenagers. They respond. Mm-hmm. Don't say or act like you know better and have it all together. The kids will see it. The teenagers will see it as dishonest and will tune you out as a result. You can clear for your teenager if they won't do it for themselves. You don't have to be a victim to getting them to cooperate. You
and we're
going to
do
it
that
for
in
themselves.
Just a minute.
We're going to do that in just a minute.
Okay.
And start using the ecosystem approach for yourself and your child and create an amazing relationship.
Okay. Okay. So Jason, you got the floor.
This is how you work with energy. And I'm going to tell you how you can clear. I'm going to adapt this a little bit so you're clearing for your teenage son or daughter. So this a lot of this works in your imagination. You can sit or stand in any sort of posture. It doesn't matter. Picture your child next to you, just in your mind's eye. And as we say, and to eliminate, gather up in your body, gather up in their body. And then when we say breathe, exhale it into a trash can, in an actual trash can, an imaginary trash can. It doesn't matter. We'll take care of it. We own it. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. And then we go on to the next emotion. So it's the same as doing it for yourself, except you put your child there in your imagination and start clearing.
Okay. I love that, Jason, because you and I both know this works.
Yes.
We know that it works.
We've been doing it for 20 years. We see the results all the time.
Exactly. Now, also activate life force for you and your child at the same time. It can be done. And yes, this might take a little bit of practice, but remember, your intention to help yourself and your child is huge. So what you're going to do is you're going to activate life force. You're going to let it come in through the top of your head. You're going to let it come in through the top of your child's head. And you're going to let it go down through your body, your child's body, to the tips of their toes, your toes. Turn it around. And when you blow that, when you blow your air out, you've taken a breath in, and then you blow that air out. You're going to do the same thing, meaning do it a double, do dual at the same time of blowing negative energy out that is still laying around affecting you and your child. And then keep on going.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Are you searching for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you clear the negative energy for yourself and for your teenager. And by the way, you can also clear for your children, no matter what age they are, by using the same process. So, Jason?
Here we go. And I just want to say that we're having just a little bit of technical difficulties, so if we sound different, it's not because we...
We're standing on our head.
Yeah, we're just dealing with it. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the anger, hate, and resentment that my teenager carries and any that I carry. And again, in your imagination, put your teenager right next to you, put all your kids right next to you, and in your mind's eye, gather up all that anger, hate, and resentment, put it into the processor. Take a breath.
And remember, your intentions matter. That's really important. Your intentions matter. So, go ahead.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my teenager's authentic self and help them uncover it. Take a breath.
How I wish my parents had done this for me. Truly. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my own negative energy and how I block not only myself, but my child, and clear it. Take a breath, nice and easy. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the fears, worries, and anxieties that my teen has and that and the ones that I carry. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the traumas my teen carries and clear it. Breathe. A teenage girl would have the traumas of feeling fat, ugly, stupid, those kind of things.
Unworthy.
A teenage boy would have, I'm not big enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not good looking enough. I'm not smart enough. Those are things we can clear. Everybody, right now, take a breath. For you and your children. And to eliminate any neediness I have to be the authority for my teen as opposed to help them see for themselves who they are by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see what my teen sees about me.
No, don't make me.
You may not want to clear that one, but.
Yeah, You probably don't want to clear that one, but the truth is, here's an irony. When you clear those things that your teen sees about you and you can see those things and clear them, the relationship between you and your teen becomes amazing.
You know, it's sort of like wearing a hospital gown. You know,
with the back open?
You think you're covered up, but your butt's hanging out the rear. You know, it's the same thing.
Okay. No, I don't want to see that. What is it you think? There's things you can't unsee.
Exactly.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame that my teen has or that I have, take a breath.
And to eliminate any anger, resentment, and bitterness that I have about working on myself first. Always has to be that way. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any overwhelm I have about working on myself first and stuck and stubborn about working on myself first because I'm stuck. I release and let go being stuck, stubborn, and overwhelmed. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see, use my intuition to see my teen's traumas and anxieties that he or she has and be able to clear them.
Good.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any judgments that I have about my child and their behavior and that my child has about me and my behavior. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any stress, anxiety, or frustration that my teen has frequently or that I have. Take a breath. Should we do a life force?
I believe we should. So, I direct all my resources and all dimensions to activate life force. So, myself and my teenager can connect with the amazing energy of who we both are. Take a breath. Let that go right in through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes, and the same for your child. Or all of your children. Same thing. Blow any negative energy out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that the clearing will help my stress as a parent and make me a better parent. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have patience to uncover my essence. For me and my teen or my children. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough and love my child enough to have peace and harmony, the ability to communicate, love, laughter, fun, great health, and hope. Not only for myself, but for the future of both my child and me. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy. Tips of your toes. Then blow any negative energy that's been left over out. Okay, Jason. First off, that was really good. I really enjoyed doing that, you know, and helping other people with that one. So, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to do part three of, we're going to do three parts of a three-part series on health.
Okay.
And this is, I've wanted to do this for a long time. This is really powerful information. You're going to hear some things about health that isn't out there, whether it's in the alternative community or the traditional medical community. This is, we're getting to the real root cause of all your health problems. And you're going to find out some things about how it works that you haven't heard before. So you got to hear this one. This is really, really important.
Okay, I love that. You know, if some of you get part of the 80% regarding the trauma with that's within ourselves, within our essence, and some part gets that I have to clear me first. The bottom line is that mark your calendar. We do the Living Lighter radio show each week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and look for the radio tab.
You know, one of the things, if this is really important information, the most important thing you can do is sign up for a newsletter. Our newsletter comes out weekly, and we always have clearings written down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that this week. You can do that for you. We're going to have clearings for you and your teenager.
Right.
And it's really important. If you want to follow the ecosystem approach, all you have to do is sign up for a newsletter, tune in every week, and do the clearings in between our shows. It's amazing. And the way you do that is go to our website at www.livinglighter.org.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the radio tab. That's where the radio show is. But if you want the newsletter, go to the newsletter tab and sign up. We just ask for your name and email address. Very, very simple. It's all free.
Okay. If you really want to have a better life, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. To do that, you have to sign up for our newsletter. Jason does a newsletter every week. And, of course, he usually tells something about me or something like that. You know, when you do this, you get the backstory of Living Lighter, Living Lighter Radio, and us, Jason and Patricia.
If you'd like to send us show suggestions or have any comments, or you can tell us how this has worked for you, you know, send us an email.
Well,
our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org, and that's one word, jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
And Jason, tell them about Facebook.
Well, you know, I have this thing about being liked on Facebook. So if you like the show today, write us a comment. We'll go like us. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook. We love to hear those comments. And it'll make me happy. Thank you so much.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life.